Jarvis, Physical Examination and Health Assessment, 6th Edition. Chapter 10, Pain Assessment, The Fifth Vital Sign. This section discusses key points about structure and function related to pain. Pain is an unpleasant sensory and emotional experience associated with actual or potential tissue damage, or described in terms of such damage. It is always subjective. In terms of neuroanatomy, pain is a highly complex and subjective experience that originates from the central or peripheral nervous system, or both. Pain develops by nociceptive and neuropathic processing. Nociceptive pain develops when nerve fibers in the peripheral or central nervous systems are functioning and intact. It starts outside the nervous system and results from actual or potential tissue damage. Nociception occurs in four phases: transduction, transmission, perception, and modulation. This pain typically is predictable and time-limited based on the extent of the injury. Neuropathic pain does not adhere to typical and predictable phases. It implies an abnormal processing of the pain message due to an injury of the nerve fibers. It is sustained on a neurochemical level that can only be identified by electromyography and nerve conduction studies. Pain can be classified by its source. Visceral pain originates from large internal organs, such as the kidneys, stomach, intestines, gallbladder, and pancreas. Deep somatic pain comes from sources such as blood vessels, joints, tendons, muscles, and bone. Cutaneous pain is derived from the skin and subcutaneous tissues. Referred pain is felt at a particular site but originates from another location. Pain can also be classified by its duration. Acute pain is short-term and self-limiting, often follows a predictable track, and ends after the injury heals. Acute pain warns of tissue damage. Persistent or chronic pain continues for 6 months or longer and can last for years. It results from abnormal processing by pain fibers from peripheral or central sites and does not stop when the injury heals. The level of pain intensity does not reflect the physical findings. Developmental and cross-cultural care related to pain includes these points. Infants have the same capacity for pain as adults, but are at high risk for under-treatment of pain because they are nonverbal. Though pain is common in older adults, it is not a normal process of aging. Genetic differences between men and women may account for gender differences in pain perception. To provide cross-cultural care, ask each patient how he or she typically behaves when in pain. This section presents critical points about subjective and objective assessments of pain. The subjective report is the most reliable indicator of pain. On the initial pain assessment, ask questions such as these: Do you have pain, discomfort, or soreness? Where is your pain? When did it start? What does your pain feel like? How much pain do you have right now? What makes your pain better or worse? How does pain limit your function or activities? How do you usually react when you are in pain? What does this pain mean to you? Various pain assessment tools have been developed to measure a single dimension of pain, such as intensity, or to measure many dimensions of pain. Choose a pain assessment tool based on its purpose, the time needed to administer it, and the patient's ability to comprehend and complete the tool. For example, use an overall pain assessment tool, such as the initial pain assessment or the brief pain inventory, to assess chronic pain or problematic acute pain. Or use a pain rating scale to evaluate pain severity. A numeric scale is used for adults and older children. P Pediatric scales, such as the Oucher scale and the FACES pain rating scale, are used for young children. Older adults may respond best to a descriptor scale. The physical examination can reveal objective data that support subjective data. Assess the patient's joints, muscles, skin, and abdomen to detect injuries or other signs of painful disorders. When a person cannot verbally communicate the pain, look for nonverbal behaviors of pain, such as guarding, grimacing, moaning, agitation, restlessness, stillness, diaphoresis, or vital sign changes. Keep in mind that individuals react to painful stimuli very differently. Also assess for physiologic changes in various body systems. These changes can result from poorly controlled acute or chronic pain.